America's Catholic bishops are meeting here in Washington. Yesterday, they heard a few details about investigations into the sexual abuse scandal that has shaken the church. Two surveys will examine the extent of abuse over the past 50 years and how well dioceses are complying with reforms. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports that some bishops and critics voiced concerns for opposite reasons.
Anne Burke looked over the vast sea of men in black suits and collars and launched into her presentation. As interim head of the National Lay Review Board, Burke is overseeing studies into how the sex abuse scandal could have happened and how big a scandal it is. She tried to reassure the nearly 300 bishops, but said there needs to be an accounting for the church to move forward.
Our concerns are neither national headlines nor personal achievements, but rather the restoration of trust and dignity within the Catholic community here in our nation, and the added guarantee that there will be no more victims.
Burke said 80% of the diocese have responded to the survey, and she was confident the rest would soon. The survey asked the bishops to report painful facts, such as the number of priests who have been accused of abuse, the number of settlements, and the amount of money the church has paid to victims. The figures are expected to be huge, since they cover a 50-year period. Burke also said that the review board is interviewing victims, priests, and others to hear life stories about how the scandal came about. Despite the paucity of details, or maybe because of it, some bishops seem to be uncomfortable, even defiant, about the image of lay people looking into their files, then releasing the information to the public. Others wanted to put the numbers in perspective. Bishop Donald Troutman of Erie, Pennsylvania, quoted Pope John Paul II when he addressed young people at World Youth Day. "The harm done by some priests to the young and vulnerable fills us all with a deep sense of sadness and shame."
But think of the vast majority of dedicated and generous priests whose only wish is to serve and do good. The thousands and thousands of young people assembled there in Toronto cheered and applauded. I suggest that's the proper perspective.
If bishops are worried about too much disclosure, David Clossy is worried about too little. The executive director of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, notes that the review board is not like the IRS or a grand jury, which can force a bishop to hand over information. Rather, it relies on voluntary disclosures.
If a bishop has fought for years and years to keep information about abuse from the public, the parishioners, the police, the prosecutors, and has succeeded, what's the incentive suddenly now to take one or two or three or five horrific cases that have never seen the public eye, never surfaced, and voluntarily disgorge that information at this juncture?
I have no concerns about that.
Anne Burke.
I truly believe that the bishops want this behind them. There's no other way to get this information. If you look at it practically, you have to go to the source.
The study on how well the bishops are complying with new rules, such as removing priests accused of abuse, will be released in early January. Numbers on the extent of the abuse will be released at the end of February. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.